I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That was one of the newest Jets, not the newest one. I think that's still Hassan Reddick, but right behind him there is Davante Adams, who had a lot to say about the culture over there in New York. How about that, huh? Culture problems in New York. We wouldn't know anything about that here in New England now, would we? The Jets coming off a brutal loss to the Steelers, one that was a close game at the half, and then they just completely unraveled in the second half. It's part of a four-game losing skid that included a 10-9 loss to the Broncos, a loss to the Vikings, Bills, and Steelers, as I just mentioned. All of them pretty good teams. The Patriots now looking like another get-right game for a team here. The Jets already had a get-right game against them, you could say, although it was a win after their win over Tennessee as well. The only two wins they've had in the entire season. The Patriots now are 7-point home dogs, and I don't really feel any compulsion to sort of go in the other direction. I know I heard Scheim the other day talking about, this could be the game where everybody's all against the Patriots and you go for it. I've already done that this year. I did that with the Niners. I'm not doing it again, and I'm definitely not doing it for this one because I feel like in a week where everything's going wrong for the Patriots and things are unraveling, the Jets' culture problems seem quaint, don't they? They seem like the kind of problems that I'd kill for the Patriots to be having. Oh, you mean their superstar wide receiver and their superstar quarterback aren't quite on the same page? Well, that's okay. They're superstars. They'll get there. There's at least something to look forward to, right? Like, eventually these guys will figure it out. You think, you'd hope. It's going to get better than this. There's no realistic expectation for things to get better in New England. There really isn't. Aside from Drake May getting better, which is something that I think is already kind of off to a start here, like, everyone considers this season to be over. I don't think the Jets are there yet. Maybe a loss to the Patriots and that'll change, but I still think that there's some kind of hope there, some kind of expectation that offense and that defense can get better. Maybe for the Patriots is a little bit on Drake May, but in general, I would say this is about what you got and what you're going to get for the rest of the year. The Jets aren't quite there yet. They haven't quite fallen into that type of despair, I don't think, yet. Do you agree, Andy?
Well, they have talent. Like, that's where it just starts. Right. And I think their culture issue is more understandable. It's like, well, we're kind of piecing together talent, and we have young stars, and we have this old quarterback that we hope is still a star, but how is he interacting with the young talent, Breece Hall and Garrett Wilson, the other guys? You also probably have a little bit of a divide because the defense has certainly been better than the offense, so that's a traditional sort of challenge of culture in a locker room.
Yep.
Also, expectations, when you fail to reach them, that can create culture issues because people are finger-pointing, looking for blame pie and those types of things. Whereas for the Patriots, and I actually feel like for the Jets, this feels like it could be one of those get-right games that leads to some snide comments from, like, Aaron Rodgers or, you know, others maybe within that locker room. In some ways, in an old Patriots fashion, where, you know, oh, and everybody doubts us and everybody thinks we suck and, you know, and then Brady comes out and goes, we're too old to win or things of that nature. I could see some snideness. Now, I wouldn't do it too loud because if you're 3-5, right, they're 2-5, right, the Jets. If you're 3-5 is probably not the time to, like, collect on your receipts and go, you know, take a victory lap of snide comments. Right. Like, at least get to 500 before you do that.
So when I take the field, I expect greatness?
Yeah, but you're not great. So right now you're not exuding greatness. There's only one great quarterback set to take the field Sunday afternoon at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, and that is not Aaron Rodgers. From a Patriots perspective, their culture, I don't know. Like, their culture, when you just look at them from afar, and I've touched a little bit on the coaching angle of it, but, like, the middle linebacker first-year coach, he should be a hard ass trying to prove himself. Like, and then the team, they don't have any stars.
Mm-hmm.
They've lost, actually, some of their better players.
Yep.
Shouldn't their culture be almost very easy? Just a bunch of young, hungry, hardworking, want to take advantage of opportunities that are presenting themselves. And somehow they're nothing like that. Somehow they're not. I feel like they should be plucky. They should, like, all these adjectives.
No, it's like they're entitled instead. You know, it's like, it's almost like they're entitled. And it's like, well, what do you feel entitled to?
And that's weird.
Yeah.
And I don't know, again, who to blame for that. I know it's open season on Jerod Mayo. But I also think it should be open season on Elliott Wolf and the roster. and both, like the roster for being entitled when you've done nothing and deserve to assume nothing and should have no expectation, but also Elliot Wolf for putting together this roster of apparent talentless divas. That's a terrible term. Talentless diva. If you're talentless, then why are you a diva? Why are you asking for green M&Ms in your rider? Why are you, you know, at least Mariah Carey has like the greatest Christmas song of all time and she's got some great pipes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she can be a diva. Any of these people, KJ Osborne being a diva. I don't think I'm ever going to get over this. This KJ Osborne thing is really kind of stuck in my craw a little bit.
It's hard to really make sense of, you know? It's in some of these, you say, well, at least I can understand where this guy's coming from. I have no idea where this guy's coming from.
No.
I have no idea why he believes these things. Or why
and he has a nice mom. Did I tell you the mom story?
I do not know the mom story.
So his
KJ Osborne's mom has got it going on. Is that what you're saying?
No. Nice mom.
Okay,
but
nice mom.
We're not going down that road.
All right.
So leave that road alone.
Fine.
No, at training camp, he was doing a press conference, and I was sitting there, and a woman comes over, and she's like, ask him what role his mom played in his life or something. And I look up, and I'm like, I'm assuming your mom? And she's like, yeah. So she wanted me to plant a question. So I asked him, and he answered it. It was funny. It was like a nice little thing, and he, like, smiled. It was great. But now I look back on that, and I'm like, hey, mom, why don't you teach him not to complain when his boss asks him to work the next day at 11 o'clock on a Saturday night? Like, KJ Osborne has...
Takes a village, Andy.
Well, he needs a bigger, better village or something.
Apparently, yes.
I feel like he's become the poster child for the problems in that locker room, which is problematic because there's a bunch of other guys, too.
Yeah.
That could be, but...
Who play the same position as him and who are also sort of non-guy, you know, guys at the end of the bench, too. It's very weird. It's very weird how that specific group, which is one of the weaker groups on a weak team, has gotten all these problems. It just really doesn't make any sense. All right, with that in mind, normally here is when we do our scouting reports for the upcoming opponent. We already did one for the Jets, so instead, Andy Hart... We're going to play a game of Beat the Intern.
Oh, boy. I knew I was being
all
set
right.
up like an MF-er.
So, Intern
set
Mike is back
up
there.
Like an MF-er.
And what we're going to do here, Andy,
son
and if we could get a split screen on these two, since they're going to be competing with each other, that would be great.
Do I have a button?
No, I'm going to ask you questions. I'm going to alternate. And these are quiz questions about the current Patriots team, okay?
Ooh.
About the current Patriots
I'm better
team.
Like 15 years ago. Can we go like
I'm sure you are. But this is what we're doing. I'm going to alternate one and then the other, and then if we need a tie break.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll get to it, but here we go. It is time to play Beat the Intern. Intern Mike here. Didn't know that he was doing this either. This is news to him, too.
So oh, he was all, set up, too?
Oh, okay. Yeah. No one knew about this in advance except for Joe Braverman, who I texted the questions to and told him, get ready
to do
some stuff here. All right, here we go. Question number one. Andy, you want to go first or second?
I will go first.
All right, you want to go first? Here we go. What player on the Patriots has the longest reception of the season?
Kayshon Booty.
Kayshon Booty is incorrect. Mike, do you want to try and steal this one? Who has the longest reception of the season?
I was going to go Polk, actually.
Polk is also incorrect. Bad start for both of you. It's actually Antonio Gibson, that 50-yard screen pass that he had.
Oh, yeah.
In, I believe it was the Seattle game. So far, that is held up as the longest reception so far of the season. All right. Intern Mike, this one's for you. Who is the team leader in tackles? Who has the most tackles on the team?
Oh, man.
Don't look at me or the monitor.
Andy, I want to see your hands, by the way, because we can't. I don't know that I can stop him from cheating. So let's see. Let's get the hands up there. Okay, that's good. Now, Mike, do we need an answer?
Pass, because I have no idea.
Pass, because he has no idea. All right, Andy Hart, can you steal this one?
I am going to say Jelani Tavai.
Jelani Tavai is correct.
Yeah,
Andy Hart gets a point.
Let's go.
All right, very good. Hart on the board. Here we go. Question number two, and this one goes back to you, Andy. Keon White leads the team in sacks with 4. 3 players are tied for second place with 2 sacks each. Name the 3 players.
Three players with two sacks each.
And I won't say if you're right unless you get them all, or wrong if you miss one. So just, you got to say all three.
So I'll say Josh Uche, Dietrich Wise, and the Roy fella.
That is correct. All three of those guys have four sacks. Very, very good. All right, Andy, strong start here. He's got two right. Mike's still waiting to get on the board here. All right, here we go. Despite only having played in three games, this defensive back has recorded 17 tackles, a half a sack, and two passes deflected. Mike, who am I talking about?
I'm going to try and go Uche, but I have no idea.
A defensive back. Yeah.
No, he answered. Move on.
Okay, yeah, Uche is wrong. That's incorrect. Andy, who am I talking about?
Jabril Peppers.
Jabril Peppers, also incorrect. The correct answer is Marte Mapu. Marte Mapu, been productive in not a lot of games there. Okay, so no points on that one. All right, here we go. Okay, here we go. In their one win against Cincinnati, which Patriot led the team in receiving yards with 31, Andy?
Ooh. They had a Patriot lead to 31.
31 was the leader, yes.
I'm going to go Hunter Henry.
Hunter Henry is incorrect.
Damn it.
Mike, do you want to steal that one?
I'm going to go with my first answer. I'm going to go Polk.
Polk is also wrong. We were looking for Austin Hooper. Austin Hooper.
Hooper.
We were looking for there. All right. Andy still leads 2-0. We're going to go back to intern Mike with this one. Mike, who are the only two Patriots to have returned a kickoff this year?
To return a kickoff?
Yeah. Who are the two primary kickoff returners on this team?
Uh-oh.
I don't even know. I pay attention more to the Bruins.
Okay.
Come on. Take a guess.
That's the best answer ever.
Come on.
I watch the Bruins. Why are we doing football?
David Pastrnak.
Yeah, I could talk way more about that.
All right, you want to pass on this one?
Yeah, I'll pass.
Andy, who are the only two Patriots that have returned kicks this year?
KJ Osborne and Marcus Jones.
Both of those are wrong.
Damn it.
Marcus Jones has been the only punt returner so far this year. The two kick returners have been Antonio Gibson and Jamichael Hasty.
Nobody watches the kickoff. It's stupid.
It's true. I can tell no one's been watching them.
No one returns them either.
Andy, how many different Patriots have caught a touchdown this year? Give me your best guess without going over.
How many Patriots are going to touch?
How many different Patriots?
Yeah.
I can see the gears turning. The smoke's coming out of his ears.
Let's say...
The hamster's running.
Seven. I will say six.
Six? Okay, Mike, do you want to take a guess here?
I'm going to go five.
Five? The answer is seven, so Andy gets the point for that one. And not only have seven different Patriots caught touchdowns, no Patriot has more than one touchdown reception. So it's all seven touchdowns have been caught by a different player, which I was surprised by. I did not realize that. Okay, final question. Here we go. I think Andy already won anyway.
Triple the points for Mike.
We'll triple the points on this one. How about that?
Yeah, come on up. I get it.
How many times have Jacoby Brissett and Drake May been sacked combined through seven games? Closest without going over. Andy, you go first.
Let's say, so two, five games.
There's the rainbow.
We're going to need you to go
17.
17. Okay, he says 17. Mike, what do you say?
18.
18. Mike is correct. The answer is 25, so he's a little bit closer.
Damn.
Without going over, he is on the board. And
he priced his right to you, Andy.
I know.
He did
really
the price is right go.
And 17 and one penny. The best way to go about it. Okay, final question. How many points have the Patriots scored combined in seven games this season? Again, closest without going over. Mike, what do you think?
Oh, man.
Seven games.
53.
Okay. And Andy?
54.
I should have thought about this, but Andy's right. The actual answer is 99. 99 points they've scored through the seven
I know how
games.
To play the game.
So there
Learn
you
from
go.
Your elders.
It was basically over anyway, but there it is. A quick quiz here about the current Patriots. I'll tell you what. As I was going through this, I was thinking a lot of this stuff, like how many fumbles does Stevenson have, but everybody knows that. All the stats on this team are like stats that are so bad that they're like historically bad. So I had to really strain and find some ones here that you might not know off the top of your head. I think we did okay there. Anyway, we'll do this anytime that there's a repeat in a game. Maybe not a current Patriots
And when
quiz.
We do a Bruins segment, we'll make sure to have Mike do
Absolutely.
It.
We'll do that 100%. We'll have Mike get a, hopefully.
I think that's a win. I didn't get shut out.
You didn't get shut out. That's
I didn't get
true.
Shut out.
I mean, you kind of did, but you didn't
Better
get
performance
shut out.
Than Jeremy Splayman.
Yeah, that's true. For sure. So there you go. All right. No scouting report today because it's the Jets. We already know who the Jets are and the culture problems that they're having. So quick break, 617-779-7937. When we come back, the Celtics looked great last night, but I'll tell you what didn't look great. People trying to drink their drinks on the sidelines. Somehow beers just kept getting spilled over and over and over in that same place. We'll get to that in your Celtics thoughts right after this.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.